This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to The Showrunner, where we have one goal: teach you how to develop, launch, and run a remarkable show. Ready? And welcome back to The Showrunner. I am your host, Jared Morris, VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital. I am joined on this episode, glorious episode number 68, by Johnny Naster, who is the host of Hack the Entrepreneur, connoisseur of coffee, wearer of vintage t-shirts, drummer of punk rock beats, and also, on the day that we're recording this, the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Johnny.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
That was a nice, warm welcome.
Was it?
Yeah, I like it.
Very nice. So I could make the welcome even warmer. I don't know if you know this about me, but I do have a special talent when it comes to birthdays. I am not a singer by any means, although I fashion myself a singer. And we were going through some old videotapes that my parents have of me when I was like 8 or 9. My wife and I were over at my parents' house last weekend, and we were going through these videotapes. And my mom like has this ridiculous video of me singing like these New Kids on the Block songs. Like I must have asked her to like, hey, will you film me like it's a music video? I have no recollection of this, so clearly I blocked it out of my mind. But for some reason, I've always had this like latent kind of desire to be a singer. And sometimes it comes out on people's birthdays because I can't sing any song. But for some reason, I can sing the happy birthday song kind of like Pavarotti. I'm not going to do it right now. Don't worry.
Wow.
But yeah, it's kind of a little secret talent that I have.
Like the happy birthday song, as in happy like, birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy,
oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I like how you preface it, but I'm not a singer, but you're the only co-host on this show who has sang on, I believe, more than one occasion on this show.
Because I love to sing, but I'm terrible at it. But I really love to do it. I'm thinking about taking voice lessons, actually, at some point. But so I don't know. I just say this maybe at the end of the show. You know, if we have some extra time and people hang around all the way to the end, maybe I'll sing you happy birthday in my deep Pavarotti baritone. Maybe I won't, but maybe I will. I was just
going to work as hard as I can to drag this one out.
Just,
yeah. So sorry, dear listener.
So you don't have to hear it.
This one out.
Yes. So with that said, I feel like we should jump into today's topic. You know, because that's the thing. Like, I could go take voice lessons and try to have this career as a singer, but with work and with family and with trying to stay in shape and with friends and with trying to sleep and all these other things that I need to do, let's just say it's not very high on my priority list right now. And we talked on our last episode, episode number 67, about how you balance parenting and being a podcaster. And that conversation actually went in different directions than I thought. We actually ended up talking as much about balance as we did about actual lessons that we can learn from parenting that we applied to podcasting and vice versa. So for anybody who missed that episode, go back and take a look. But we had talked about, we had on our run sheet this topic and the topic basically comes from a tweet that Randy Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg's sister, tweeted out. This was back in 2011. I don't know if this started with her or if this started somewhere else, but she basically called it the entrepreneur's dilemma: maintaining friendships, building a great company, spending time with family, staying fit, getting sleep, pick three. So this idea of work, sleep, family, fitness, or friends, pick three. And we were going to talk about this in the last episode, but we saved it for today. And I'm excited to dive into it with you, Johnny, because I feel like you'll have a really interesting perspective and probably a diverse viewpoint on it than I will. And I'll be very interested to see what our audience thinks. And that's why this episode especially, we want you to tweet us after it, at Jared Morris, JeroDMorris, and at John Naster, JonNastor. Because we're going to kind of tell you how we think about this, and then we'd love to hear how you think about this. So as you listen or after you're done, send us a tweet. Let us know what you think. With that said, you want to hop in and discuss this?
Yeah, let's do it.
So before we do that, real quick, we want to remind everybody who is listening to go to showrunner.fm and join our email list. It is the best way to declare yourself a showrunner and to connect with the show, and also to get weekly nuggets of showrunning wisdom in our We Highly Recommend section, as well as announcements of future live Q&As that we do on Blab. So make sure that you are on the list. Go to showrunner.fm, add your email address. That is your way of declaring yourself a showrunner and becoming part of the ever-growing showrunner community. So go to showrunner.fm and do that. Alrighty, so let's talk about this article real quick, Johnny, as a way to preface this discussion, okay? And the article, again, is called Work, Sleep, Family, Fitness, or Friends? Pick Three. Randy Zuckerberg calls this the entrepreneur's dilemma. Does it ring true for you? And this was written by Jessica Stillman at Inc., okay? And so she starts with, endless ink in pixel space has been spent discussing the challenges of work-life balance for founders. But entrepreneur and former Facebook director of market development and Mark Zuckerberg's sibling, Randy Zuckerberg, managed to convey the challenges and trade-offs of the entrepreneurial lifestyle in a rather more concise fashion on Twitter a few years back. And this is a tweet that I mentioned earlier. The entrepreneur's dilemma: maintaining friendships, building a great company, spending time with family, staying fit, getting sleep. Pick three. So, want to see your kids keep fit and keep your business growing? Forget sleep, according to this formula. And you won't be spending much time with your friends either. As Zuckerberg explained in a short interview, for her, fitness and friends often fall by the wayside. A sad reality, but one she's willing to level with the world about. Now, there are some other really interesting comments in here, quotes from other entrepreneurs that we'll get to in a second. But I'm curious, Johnny, from your perspective, when you hear this dilemma at first, what's your gut instinct in terms of how you kind of make your choices in your life?
My gut instinct is I've never really thought about it in this way. And I think this like gives me the perfect alibi, like why I don't go to the gym and stuff and why I don't maybe sleep enough or hang out with my friends enough. It totally, this is it. Now I have the reason. I have the excuse for all of it.
Because you're an entrepreneur. It's just the dilemma.
Exactly. And so work and family to me are there first and foremost, and then probably sleep, I would say, after that. But I don't even get a ton of that. But fitness is, I'm terrible at fitness. And friends, I don't really spend as much time as I would like to with them. So it's interesting because, I mean, obviously it's something we all deal with or struggle with, whatever you want to call it. But until you actually sort of put a name to it and like I actually think about it, it's interesting in that way. I only ever really seem to focus on the two, the work and family. And like just personally, those are the two, but I know that other ones slip. I know that sleeping is something that I don't do super well sometimes. And I know that fitness is something I'm terrible at. So maybe this will help me sort of, this will be my, 4 minute mile maybe. Now I'll realize that there's actually most people, there's room for three, not just two. And maybe this will actually help me sort of break through that barrier. Well, that I didn't even know I had.
That's an interesting perspective, though, looking at it like that, to where you really focus on the work and the family, and you're looking at it as now I can add one. I think most people probably will get a little bit overwhelmed and feel like, oh, crap, you know, like they try and do all five, or maybe they really push to get four and they feel like they'll have to take one away. And you're kind of looking at it as, hey, this is kind of cool. I'll get to add one.
Yeah, well, I really try and focus on leaving space typically in just my life. So yeah, I hang out with friends. I mean, I'm in two bands with friends and I mean, I do see them at least once a week kind of thing, but I mean, it's not like a constant sort of thing.
Once a week is pretty good though.
I mean, exactly. I mean, that's once a week for each of them and there's two bands. So I mean, that's twice a week. And then, yeah. I mean, fitness, like, I mean, I at least ride my bike every day or walk or ride my skateboard or something like that. But I mean, I don't go to the gym per se. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't do quote unquote fitness as a thing as much as I should, but I do get exercise and activity outside. But also, obviously, like family and fitness can be sort of combined if you want.
Yeah.
So just like kind of work and family kind of get combined sometimes for me.
And this, you know, this strikes me as interesting. You know, there's really, you can almost add another layer. You know, if we look at this as kind of the showrunner's dilemma, and obviously this is why we wanted to bring this up here on the showrunner, because a lot of showrunners are entrepreneurs. And I think both you and I have an entrepreneurial mindset and work in that environment. And most of the people that we encounter and have encountered through the showrunner are very similar. And I think what's interesting is that for some folks who are showrunner listeners, people in the course, people we've interacted with, you know, their podcast, their show is part of their work. Just, you know, for you and I, it is. I mean, part of what we do on a daily basis for our jobs is podcasting. But there are other people who maybe have a hobby podcast or it's something on the side and it's not necessarily part of their work. And they all, it's almost like they have a sixth element here where it's like work, sleep, family, fitness, friends, or your podcast, you know, if they haven't. And I think that's, you know, kind of an interesting spot to be in, to where you really have to find a way, if you're a showrunner, to be able to, you know, get that podcast out from on its own and into work as much as possible to be able to fit it in. Because otherwise, I mean, obviously trying to pick three from six is a lot harder. But as long as it kind of stays out there on its own, it's going to be even harder to fit it in to what you're doing, because we all only have 24 hours in a day. And as you see, I mean, as soon as you start breaking this down, you know, that time gets gobbled up so fast. And it's like you said, you try and leave space. And man, I mean, the way that this stuff adds up, leaving space and trying to do anything significant is really, really difficult to do.
Right. That's a really good point. And so maybe, I mean, to me, it's leaving space, and maybe it's not. So maybe it will help if, it's interesting when you say, like, obviously you and I running podcasts is our job. It's what we get paid to do and get to do. And obviously you listening, you might have a job and also podcast. But I think that to make it part of your work, so obviously, even if you're not getting quote unquote paid for it right now, I think it's important to share the importance with the people around you, whether that's family or friends, whoever it is you live with and are kind of surrounded by, to share the importance of it with you and how you treat it like work and kind of get everyone on board with it. So when I say that I make space, I mean, my weeks are full and I have like a really kind of packed schedule, but I make space for it as in I take it serious. Like it's not, and I did since the very beginning of starting to run a show, where my family knew that it was really important to me. And I didn't make any money off it at that point. That wasn't what it was for, but it was still a project that I was really, really into. And so when I was making space for it to do an interview or whatever it happened to be, they were making space for it and taking it seriously too. And I think that's kind of important, right? And I know from talking to people that sometimes the issue can be where you, or the importance level to you of running your show hasn't been sort of, I guess, shared with the people around you. And so there has to be a discussion. And maybe that is what's necessary so that everybody around you sort of values it in the same way. And then that space is available. And even though you're not getting paid for it right now, and it's after the 40 hours you might have to work or 50 hours at your job, there still needs to be space for it. I think for you personally and for me personally to get satisfaction from it and also to be successful as a showrunner, it's really, really important to do that. But I know from experience, don't expect the people around you can read your mind and can tell like how important something is to you without you making it very clear and having those sort of difficult conversations maybe with people about that and making that really clear. And that will leave that space where then you can work your job, but then also this is kind of a job too. This is something I'm really, really into and value and need the time to do.
Yeah. You know, I also think, it can depend, because I think it can be easy to kind of look at this whole entrepreneurial dilemma and almost make it kind of bigger in your mind than it really is. And it kind of depends on your perspective and what your goals are. Because, you know, let's remember, this is Randi Zuckerberg, who's the sister of, you know, the guy who founded one of the biggest startups ever, you know, in Facebook, that has gone on to be, you know, just one of the biggest companies in the world. And, you know, let me read you this quote here from, this guy is named John Crawford, a founder of Store Envy. And he says, work, sleep, family, friends, or fitness, pick three. It's true. In order to kick ass and do big things, I think you have to be imbalanced. I'm sure there are exceptions, but every person I've seen riding on a rocket ship was imbalanced while that rocket ship was being built. You have to decide if you want it. And I think that is probably true. And if you want to ride on a rocket ship, and if you want to build a potentially billion-dollar business and really go big, you probably do have to be imbalanced to do it. But there are countless examples, multitudes of examples of people building lifestyle businesses and doing it, you know, at a moderate, sustainable pace where they are able to maintain their relationships with their family and maintain their fitness and sleep a decent amount, you know, and do and kind of keep everything in balance. And so I think it can depend on what your goals are, what your objectives are, and what kind of pace you're okay with. Because obviously, if you need your show to be, you know, in the top 10 yesterday and you haven't even started it yet, well, you know, if you want to go on that fast of a pace, you're going to have to put in more hours per day to get there. If you're okay going on a little bit of a more reasonable pace, then you can spend maybe 2 hours a day instead of 4 hours a day, and you'll get there. It may take you twice the amount of time to get there, but you'll still get there while being able to maintain balance. And so I think it's so important to be intentional with what your goals are and with what your lifestyle design is going to be. And I know I've had to make a big change because, you know, to me, family comes first. And it didn't always used to be that way. And I had a, you know, a relationship back when I first, you know, I guess this was 7-8 years ago, but, you know, that fell apart because I was working all the time. And, you know, there was no balance. I was totally imbalanced. You know, my fitness suffered. I didn't sleep much, but I worked and spent time with friends. And I realized that that was just a level of imbalance that wasn't going to be sustainable for me and wasn't actually going to get me where I wanted to go. And I think in all of our lives, you know, we all have something that takes up the time, you know, when there's nothing there, right? Like, what fills the vacuum? You know, if you have a free moment, are you going to work in that free moment? Are you going to spend time with your family? Are you going to go, you know, just do something else? And for me, work was always the thing that filled that. And I've made a very conscious decision to shift that and to make family the thing now that when there is free time, when there is open time, that fills the vacuum now. And so it's family first, it's work comes after that. And then I often find that sleep and fitness actually go together. And when I'm sleeping more, I'm more fit and vice versa. And, you know, sometimes those have to fall by the wayside when your work demands a little bit more attention. But I've really tried to be much more intentional about not letting that happen, because it can work for a day, it can work for a couple of weeks for me. But I know that after that, everything then gets off kilter and I spend more time trying to get back into balance than whatever I gained from being out of balance. And it's just taken me trial and error and really being intentional about it to figure that out and kind of putting some boundaries up to help keep me within the lines so that I'm going forward in a way that I actually want to. And friends usually is the one that gets cut for me and that gets the short end of the stick, which I don't like. But, you know, I think it's good to at least know what that thing is for yourself that you're going to cut so that it makes those decisions a little bit easier when the tough decisions come.
Yeah. And also, I mean, to me, it's really clear, as most things in my life, I don't see them sort of as like binary or black and white anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kid myself and say that like family comes before work all the time. Like right now it just does, but I know for a fact that a project is going to like just consume me and take me and I'm going to love it. And that's going to get all the focus and other things are going to kind of go by the wayside. And it's just how it is. And it's how I work. It's the reason why I don't get into like sort of fad diets and stuff. Like, I'm going to do this now and I'm going to, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, well, I'm going to try and eat better and I'm going to try and exercise a bit more. That's kind of how I work. I just want to kind of be a bit better in this thing, or be, it's not like, okay, all or nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of a person. And I think, I mean, 10 years ago, I would have said that, like, oh yeah, it's all like family and work for me, and then friends too. But it's like, and that's how it is like right now. But this is like just this moment in time. Literally in a month, it could be different. And I'm cool with that. And my family's cool with that. And we know that then that won't also be static. It'll kind of flow with as projects come and go, and as like different things happen in our life. It's just how it is. And I think you need to kind of be cool with that. Like, obviously, if you're launching a show in 3 weeks, I hope you're not just going to be like, well, my show will kind of launch itself. And I've said I'm going to go to the gym 4 hours a day, and that's what I'm doing no matter what. It's like, well, you're also not going to launch a show then. That's right. Just how it is. Those things need to kind of flow. And unfortunately, we only have so much time and like resources to us. So therefore, things do have to kind of, you can't just continually, I'm always going to go to the gym for 4 hours every day. It's like, well, all right, well, you're not going to do anything else then. Like, you can't do that. And that's, to me, is like very, yeah, when people really like, I'm going to be regimented in this, and life's just not like that. So it just really is. I mean, things can come out of the blue that you don't even expect tomorrow that could make your family way more important than you ever expected or were realizing it is right now.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. I mean, you're coming into obviously like a very like unique and family oriented time in your life in the next like week or two.
Yes.
It's just how it is. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I hope that you're not just like, no, it's all work right now. That'd be like, wow, dude, you should really chill out a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, I mean, in 6 months or a year or 2 years, that could change. And it's not going to be like, wow, he's ignoring his kid and he's really into work again. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's not how it is. It's just things do flow. And so I think it's good to be aware of the space we have, and then also where we are now, but maybe where we want to be, but also knowing that things change, and that's cool.
And I think it's also important, you know, I think the problem that I'm having here with this whole dilemma is the idea of picking three, because I think instead of picking three, it should be prioritize three, because pick three kind of suggests that the other two fall totally by the wayside and you get this all or nothing mentality, which I don't think is good for anybody. But I do think we always have to be mindful of our priorities at any given time and the fact that priorities can shift, as you said. But if you think about it in terms of prioritizing three, right? And if you say, okay, my priorities are family, work, and I want to make sure that I get enough sleep. That doesn't mean that you never work out, that you're not at all focused on fitness, but maybe you say, hey, you know, right now this is a busy work season, so instead of hitting the gym 5 times a week, I've got to go 2 times a week because I'm prioritizing work, you know, or, all right, I can't do the happy hour every week with my friends, but I can still do it once a month. And I can't do the 3 trips that we'd planned, but I can still do maybe the 1 trip, you know? And so you're prioritizing it, and you still keep, you know, you don't just totally disregard that. You still maintain a little bit of balance. You maintain that touch point, but you're just waiting until the next time when your priorities reshuffle and you look at it and you say, okay, so work is a little bit, you know, not quite as crazy now. Let me start working out again 5 times a week, and you can kind of get back to it. And I just think looking at it in that way, in terms of priorities, as opposed to like these binary choices, like you said, I think that helps folks and helps, because I think one issue that we see showrunners run into, you know, we talk about the dip and we talk about, you know, how, you know, when shows are, you know, just kind of left for dead. I think a part of that is, you know, the whole going all, you know, just diving all in, really going all in at the expense of other things. And then you wake up after show 20 and, you know, maybe you've gained 15 pounds. You're not talking to your girlfriend anymore. You know, like, you've struggled at work and now you jerk back into the other direction where it's like, well, now I got to start doing all this stuff again. I can't do the show at all. You know, and so I think if you can maintain, realize that all five, they're still level there. They're still there on some level. You're not totally disregarding them. That can help you avoid the total burnout that leads to just the herky jerky back and forth and where you can't really sustain anything. And I think that's really important. It's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned and that I have to constantly remind myself of, because I think that can keep you moving in a forward direction with all of them longer, as opposed to constantly starting and stopping and expecting to end up in any type of good place where you really feel balanced and happy and fulfilled.
Right. Or start a podcast with your friends and family about like work, but only record it while at the gym. Then everything's just done at once and everyone's taken care of. Everyone's happy and you're a showrunner.
Then you just have to try and find some time to sleep and you've got them all. You've got it all.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, well, something's got to slip. We just discussed that.
That's right. Oh, that's right. So, yeah, so, you know, so we'd love to hear how this showrunner's dilemma affects you. You know, again, send us a tweet at Jared Morris, at John Naster. Do you view this in a different way? Do you have a different perspective on it? How do you prioritize for yourself? We'd love to know, and it'll help us get to know you better as an audience member and the audience better collectively. And we'll probably learn something from you. I mean, that happens so often. People email us or, you know, discussions in the course that we have with folks, and we learn so many important lessons about things that we can do with our own shows, ways that we can, you know, better interact with our audience, better, you know, kind of manage and prioritize everything that's going on. So we would love to hear from you if you'd be so willing to share.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And even if maybe we're not covering maybe all the aspects, because now that I'm thinking about it, it's like I really kind of try and focus on getting like alone time as well. And that can be with fitness, but not really. I'll go for like a slow walk sort of thing just to kind of be sort of alone to think about things and kind of go over stuff. Like if you're constantly trying to fill up every minute to like optimize, you kind of might miss out on something that's really important to you that isn't work, sleep, family, fitness, or friends.
There's a good point.
A lot of other aspects of life, right? So
yeah, because where's learning in there? I mean, I guess you could say learning is part of work, but where's just learning for learning's sake, which is important, you know, or hobbies?
Exactly. And I mean, going for a walk and thinking about stuff I could be thinking about work, but I could be thinking about family or I could be. So it could be part of it, but it would be interesting to hear if you have a different priority out there than even we've talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be really interesting. Boy, now. Yeah, it does kind of feel like some things are missing there. But again, you know, maybe that's part of the point. Because again, if we go back to how, you know, the perspective of where this came from, you know, these are from folks that are, you know, Silicon Valley types that are trying to, you know, build billion-dollar companies. They're probably not thinking too much about hobbies and alone time and some of this other stuff, even if they need it.
Yeah, Randy's already been part of building $1 billion company. Now she's working on her own. So
yeah,
I guess one's not enough sometimes.
But that's why I would never want to be in that world. I would have no desire to be in that world. Because, you know, that being able to go take a walk and do that, I think that is important to me. So let us know what you think about that. And now stay tuned for a special announcement that kind of is related to what we just talked about. And Johnny hinted at it a few minutes ago. Alrighty, so it's podcast recommendation time, Johnny. And for our podcast recommendation for this week, we are going to recommend that folks, especially new audience members who may have just found us a couple of episodes ago or this episode or even 20 episodes ago, we want to give you this opportunity, invite you to go back into the archives and search for some episodes, maybe some just-in-time learning, something that you're really thinking about doing right now. You know, maybe you're thinking about how to name your podcast. We have an episode in the archive about that. Maybe you're thinking about you know, how to conduct better interviews. We have tons of episodes about that. We want to invite you to go back into the archive and find some showrunner episodes that maybe you haven't listened to yet that are really going to be relevant right now to you. And we want to give you some extra time to do this, so we are not going to have a new episode next week, and maybe for the next couple of weeks. Johnny, is it true? Are we going on hiatus for the first time since we started?
Going on hiatus.
We are. And this does coincide, not so coincidentally, with the impending birth of my first daughter, which by the time you listen to this, this episode comes out on July 20th. It might have happened. The due date is the 29th. So the likelihood is that it hasn't happened yet, but we're anticipating that. And hey, family is a big priority for me. So I'm taking a step back from some work duties to make sure that I'm available for my wife and for my new daughter to fulfill my fatherly duties to the best of my ability. So as part of that, we're going to take a hiatus, get a little breathing room. And so that's why I want to invite you to take that time and find some episodes that maybe you haven't listened to yet.
man, I'm going to miss this.
I know, me too.
But it's for a good reason. It needs to be done, and I think we'll come back with renewed energy, renewed showrunner vigor. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I've kind of lost it. But it'll be fun. And yeah, the first one, man, in a year, over a year, and a half.
I know.
68 episodes, I guess. So that's cool. We look forward. I'm going to say for everyone listening out there, I'm going to say that I hope that everything goes well with you and that you have a awesome first month or whatever it is until we get to do this again. And we're looking forward to having you back. But we hope you enjoy yourself while you're off.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I greatly look forward to it. So yeah, make sure that you're on the...
Sorry. I was going to say also, since we don't have a recommendation for you, I think we just mentioned that because we are taking the time off. But if you are on Twitter and you're giving us your ideas and thoughts on the main topic we just covered, you could also follow it up with a recommendation for myself. I have time. I'm going to just be hanging out. I would like some new podcast recommendations from you. I'm going to suggest that you recommend me at least one episode of one show that isn't yours and why I should listen to it. Mm. And then you can follow it up with your show, because I would also like to check out your show too. But I just, you know, I would like to actually know what you listen to as a showrunner. It's interesting to me what we also listen to. But then also I would like to check out your show. So hit me on Twitter with that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. And then make sure that you go to showrunner.fm. Join the email list. We do also have a few other projects that we've been working on that we'll be able to spend a little bit of time on during this hiatus and have ready for you soon. So those will come. Get on the email list. You will be alerted as soon as they are ready. Showrunner.fm. Declare yourself a showrunner. And with that, we will talk to you all soon when we are back with a brand new episode. We don't know exactly what date it will be, later in August. But if you're on the email list, we will send you an email to alert you when the new episodes are up. Thank you for listening and for all of your support since, goodness, April of last year. We've had a new episode every week. It's going to be weird not having one next week. Thanks for all your support.
Okay. We will. It's been fun. See you on the other side, Jared.
That's right. And happy birthday, Johnny.
Thanks. Take care, everyone.
All right, you ready for this? I'll do it.
Yes.
Okay. If you're still listening out there, you may want to turn the volume down a little bit because there's only one volume that you can do this at. It's got to be loud. So, Toby, you may want to adjust some things. All right, here we go, Johnny. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. I don't know what I was expecting, but that was not it. That was amazing.
Okay.
Thanks, man. It's all downhill for me from there on in. Wow, that was not what I was expecting. Amazing.
All right. My apologies to everybody who stayed on to listen to that.
That was awesome. That was awesome. I hope this goes at the beginning of the episode.
No. Well, you're the one submitting it, so I guess you can do whatever you want.
Awesome.
All right. Nice.